I have a very long question here from Anupad Dundubidas in Sweden. And he's quoting Śrīla Bhakti Chintamani, in which I state and quote Śrīla Prabhupāda that even though may be pleasing to someone to hear Krishna's Rasalila pastimes, one should do so when they're liberated. He then quotes some other purports by Śrīla Prabhupāda from Krishna book and also Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakura's purport to the last verse of the 33rd chapter. I guess because it's not very clear, with the purpose of arguing that devotees don't need to be liberated in order to hear about Krishna Rasalila pastime. And from what I gather, Anupadunda people who didn't carefully read Śrīla Bhakti Chintamani, the purpose of which is to point out what level of hearing devotees are qualified for according to their different levels of advancement or according to their different levels of Shraddha in Krishna consciousness. So there are different types of hearing. There are different types of hearing about Krishna's Rasalila pastimes, Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, with Srimati Radharani. And according to how advanced someone is in Krishna consciousness, how pure in heart he is, then there's a respective level of hearing that's recommended. And that's the is one of the messages of Śrīla Bhakti Chintamani. So there's occasional reading in line with other pastimes, such as one would come across if one reads Krishna book, but along with killing demons, going to Mathura, going to Dwarka, then we also read about Krishna's Rasalila pastime. And Śrīla Prabhupāda, in his introduction, explains that that's even a suitable type of reading for non-devotees, and therefore we distributed the Krishna book. On the other hand, there's a more purposeful reading, or there are more purposeful readings when one reads those pastimes on a more regular basis, or even more than that, when one reads either Rasa Shastra by Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Kaviraj Goswami, and so on, and goes into more confidential pastimes, spends more time reading those pastimes, and it becomes more of someone's sadhana. So different stages, different types of hearing, different types of reading have different qualifications. For one type of hearing, as Śrīla Prabhupāda here says, one should be liberated. For another type of hearing, the very occasional one, then Śrīla Prabhupāda points out, then one simply has a qualification of investing time and energy and interest in reading Krishna book. And this is all implicit within Shukadeva Goswami's own words, and the central theme of what Anupadunda Bhikkhu is quoting here, which is the Vikriditam Vajavadhubhya Shloka, where Shukadeva Goswami says, Shadhanvita Anushunayat Atavarnayadya, that has to have Shraddha. And according to the level of one's Shraddha, then one should hear appropriately. And the level of one's Shraddha, the level of quality of one's faith, also determines the quality of one's spiritual advancement. So therefore, in his question where he's asking, is it not contradictory to say that one needs to be liberated? The answer is no. For a certain type of hearing, one should be liberated. For another type of hearing, one need not be liberated, and so on. But that's the message of Śrīla Bhakti Chintamani, and if Anupadunda Bhi sees the whole book in full context, with all the different statements made, and the being material proportionate to the adhikar, or the qualification of a devotee, then he'll see that I've tried to give a very balanced picture to a topic which is certainly very sensitive, because in this day and age, in Kali Yuga, even we see during the time of the Goswamis, already Sahajaism was already rife which means that people who had a low level of qualification tried to enter into subject matter that was suitable for a high level of qualification. When one does that, then rather than freeing the heart from all traces of lust, then lust will arise. However, if one hears of Krishna's pastimes with the gopis according to one's qualification, then yes, lust will progressively become purified from the heart. But the danger is that when one tries to move too fast, artificially, as Srila Prabhupada says, and thinks that simply by reading books one will become purified or gain qualification, that's not the case. It requires purification of heart. And purification of heart takes time, and the overall practice of Krishna consciousness according to the way Srila Prabhupada has taught us. And in conclusion here, when quoting Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, we want to see and study Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's words through Srila Prabhupada, and in the way that Srila Prabhupada has instructed us to be careful. Therefore, we need to be careful in progressing forward on this path, which otherwise is the most valuable treasured asset of Gaudiya Vaishnavas, so that ultimately we can come to that liberated platform where we can fully qualify ourselves to hear and relish Krishna's pastimes with Gopis, Srimati Radharani, and so on. Hare Krishna.